We do have time to move on to the proposed land transactions, and this is a decision. Dan Budd, our real estate section manager, will describe the proposal.
Chair, members of the Commission. On today's agenda, the Department is recommending the purchase of a 165-acre property for the McLaughlin Falls segment of the Okanagan-Similkameen project in eastern Okanagan County. This project has won competitive grants from the Salmon Recovery Funding Board, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, under the Section 6 program. This project was also reviewed and approved through the Department's Lands 2020 process. The project area is identified as a priority in the Okanagan Ecoregional Assessment. It will protect focal habitats identified in the Okanagan-Similkameen Conservation Corridor Program and the companion South Okanagan-Similkameen Conservation Program in Canada. This project also supports the objectives of the Department's Sharptail Grouse Management Plan. This project aims to protect the most viable wildlife movement corridor linking the North Cascades and Kettle Selkirk ecosystems. It will also maintain the only low elevation biological corridor linking the Columbia Basin with the remaining endangered shrub steppe grasslands habitats in Canada. The property we are presenting today lies about 5 miles south of Tenasket. It fronts along the Okanagan River for 6,000 feet. The western portion includes riverine and riparian habitat along the river. The eastern portion includes substantial uplands, providing shrub steppe habitat. The property is bordered by public lands owned by the Department of Natural Resources and the Bureau of Land Management. Species on the property include white-tailed deer, mule deer, and potentially threatened large carnivores. Protection and restoration of this property's riparian area will benefit waterfowl, endangered Upper Columbia Spring Chinook, and summer steelhead. The property will be managed as part of the Driscoll Island unit of the Sinlihican Wildlife Area, with annual operating and maintenance costs estimated at $2,650. There is also grant funding available for initial weed control, and the upland wildlife and the updated wildlife area management plan will include an updated weed management plan. Funding for the purchase is being provided by grants from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service under the Section 6 program and the Salmon Recovery Funding Board. The department has negotiated this transaction at the reviewed appraised fair market value. The appraisal was conducted to federal standards by a local independent fee appraiser. It has also been reviewed and approved by the department's chief appraiser, who is state licensed and also holds an MAI designation from the Appraisal Institute. And finally, the appraisal was reviewed and approved by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The department recommends the commission approve the land transaction as presented, and I'd be happy to address any questions.
Okay. Do we have questions about this land transaction? Director Anderson, do you want to speak to it?
I don't have a question, but I did want the commission to know that this particular acquisition is been the topic of discussion with the Okanagan County Commissioners as recently as this past Tuesday. I think you're all aware that we've been trying to make some extra effort to improve our communication and working relationship with the Okanagan County Commissioners. I've attended several of their meetings, and since that time Dave Brattell and Dennis Beach have been meeting with them on about a quarterly basis, and so this meeting that they had on Tuesday was one of those regular sessions and communicate to try to improve communications. And there's been a big focus on land acquisition in the county. There's a large portion of the county that's currently in public ownership, and obviously that's a concern to the county. I don't think there was a very good understanding of what our objectives were, and within the county what our focus areas were as it related to those objectives. So those are the types of conversations that we've been having with the county, and making sure that you know, we have an answer to the how much is enough kind of question that's been posed to us. This particular property is in the area that Commissioner Dietro, it's in his district of the county. So obviously I've been talking with him about it. I was also made aware of the concerns that particularly Senator Morton had with this, not just this acquisition, but acquisitions in general in the county. And so I did go and see Senator Morton specifically to talk about this acquisition several days ago. Followed that up with a second meeting yesterday with him. And while I was present, we did reach out and contact Commissioner Dietro while I was in his office. And the conclusion of that conversation was while Senator Morton has significant concerns about the degree and the amount of public ownership in the county, he did not voice any objections to moving forward with this particular acquisition. And that comment came to me after he completed his conversation with Commissioner Dietro. So I did want the commission to be aware of the efforts that we've made in reaching out to the county, as well as the state elected officials that have an interest in this. I did just get an opportunity to read through the newspaper clippings here. I have not talked to Representative Kretz about this, who, as you will see, or at least as I read in these articles, were critical of this acquisition. We did also receive, to the best of my knowledge, one email expressing strong opposition. I think this was maybe after the newspaper article came out. The opposition was primarily based on the amount of money that the property was appraised at, and that the amount of money that the department was recommending the commission pay for this particular parcel. You can see by the map, it's surrounded by DNR and BLM, Bureau of Land Management ownership. It's an important piece of property relative to the riparian habitat. As you can obviously see, that it borders the river. There is some agricultural activity on it now. In hay, there's some irrigated portions of the property that are in hay, and there is a small portion of it in orchard that's down near the river. There's also an active railway that goes, as you can see from the picture under tab 5, that runs right through the middle of the property.
Okay, I wanted to, ask you, Dan, is there a time sensitivity? We've only got 5 commissioners here, and we may not. Oh, take that back. We have 6 commissioners now.
Thank you.
Is there a time sensitivity?
We've been working with this transaction for several years. As all transactions, time is of the essence. Decisions were made by the sellers based on the ability to get it onto this agenda. This meeting's agenda. I can't say how much longer we can keep the transaction together. I don't want to say we're going to lose it if this decision isn't made today, but I also can't say that we'll be able to continue to keep these people in the transaction.
Okay. Because I bring that up, and there may be more information that we would like to have. And I just wanted to see if that was a possibility, that we could consider deferring this for a month.
We could. Another alternative, Commissioner, Chair, Madam Chair, would be perhaps if there's additional information to bring forward, we could bring that forward and conclude this on a conference call. Mm-hmm. Would that be an opportunity?
Yeah. That's a possibility, too. I think one of the things that Senator Morton was interested in was our ability to manage and to find the money for O&M. Boy. Sorry. So I think we would, we've been talking about this for so many years, this this desire to come up with a better formula for how to assure that we are going to be good lands managers, and maybe that's part of what we can do in the next couple weeks is address those concerns expressed by Senator Morton, do a little bit more homework to assure ourselves that we're comfortable with this transaction. Director Anderson?
I did talk with Senator Morton about the idea if we were in, and I did talk a little bit about this with Dennis Beach, haven't had a chance to catch up with Jennifer yet, about the potential of keeping the agricultural activities associated with the hay in operation, and I don't know, I mean, I don't know the economics of that, whether there would be potential for some revenue coming out of that activity that then we could put back into the O&M for that particular piece of property. That's what I spoke to Senator Morton about. I told him I would pursue that idea. I think the Weed Control Board sent a letter. I think they're in, and from what I understand, there's been an ongoing effort between the current landowner and the Weed Control Board to try to address some of the noxious weed issues that are on that piece of property. I don't know the extent of them. And I think that was where the primary concern from Senator Morton was in my conversation with him. And one potential avenue, without making any promises, that we might be able to generate some revenue to help address that. I guess I would say that given that we were just that we've talked with the county about this pretty extensively and that we were just there this week, the conversation that I related to the commission that I had with Senator Morton, the idea allowing us to, I mean, we would flush out this potential idea of is there any way that any of the revenue from the agricultural activities on the properties could be put toward O&M. We would pursue that. I don't know in terms of information. Of course, I don't know what information you're asking for, but in terms of our work with the county government, I mean, this is obviously a private individual, private landowner. There's only we've reached out to the local county government. It's a willing seller, willing buyer kind of a, or perhaps a willing buyer situation here on a piece of property that we believe has some really high value to maintain. But just, I know you'll be thoughtful if you decide to defer a decision on this based on the belief that we can get you some more information. I'm struggling a little bit as to what that might be.
Commissioner Duvia?
Thanks, Madam Chair. I guess I'm still a little fuzzier on, it doesn't appear that the Okanagan County Commissioners are in favor of this. And I noticed that they questioned the price and a few things, but are they in agreement? Or do they still have issues with us buying this property?
Well, Commissioner Duvia, they offered no objection to the commission moving forward with the purchase of this property. I don't know, given the concerns that the county commissioners have, that local elected officials have, state elected officials have about public ownership, whether they would actually come out and say, propose a motion and pass a motion by the county commissioners that yes, we approve of this. They did not do that. Can't represent that they did that. All I can tell you is that we've been upfront with them, honest with them about this particular piece. It's been in the works, as Dan said, for a number of years. I asked Dennis and Dave to bring this particular acquisition issue up specifically with them on Tuesday, which they did do. I got it both an email as well as I had a conversation with Dennis coming out of their meeting with the commissioners. But based on that communication, I can share with you that there was no objection. I can't say that they said, yes, please do this. And I'm not sure whether they would be in a position to say that on any acquisition of a land that's currently in private ownership that would go into public ownership.
Okay. Commissioner Schmitten?
Thank you, Chair. I was going to ask a similar question because this statement in our green sheet simply says the Okanagan County Commissioners has reviewed the transaction. And that left me wondering, okay, not okay, no position. And you know, we might as well be straight up because someone's going to ask on each one of these. So that was one, and it sounds like it's been cleared up. Are we paying over appraisal?
No, Commissioner, thank you for that question. No, we are paying the reviewed appraised fair market value for the property, both through the state USPAP that's one method. I mean, that's one set of rules for appraisal. And then there is the federal, what's referred to as Yellow Book. And this appraisal, because there's federal funding, we are required to meet the federal standards, which we have done. We do that virtually in all of our transactions anyway. The article that I've seen anyway criticized the price because it was substantially different from the county assessed value. I think you would find a substantial difference in the county's assessed value in some of the counties on rural farmland on almost any transaction you looked at that where there was fair market value involved and a real appraisal done. Just to kind of put some perspective on this, I do have in my possession, although not conducted by our agency, a 2005 appraisal of this property of $1.5 million. So that gives you some perspective of where we're at with our number. I'm very confident that we have conducted the appraisal properly. Substantial review by not only ourselves but the federal government, and the person who conducted it was an independent fee appraiser local to the area, Wenatchee, with no agenda to push the price up or down.
May I follow up? Dan, that was really important to get on the record. I'm currently involved in a surfboard purchase of lands that we own. And that is required a certified appraiser. It's required a second appraiser to come in and review the certified appraiser's work. So it's quite comprehensive, and I was only to assume that you had to do similar or the very same. And I think that, you know, the headlines about double market value is pretty narrow, because they're looking at the assessed value, and if it's agricultural land, you know, the true fair market value may be a recreational. You know, if this has 6,000 riverfront footage, that pushes that number up very quickly. So I think there's a lot of confusion, and what you said is very important. Thank you.
Commissioner Jennings.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Looking at this, the site of this land relative to the property owners around it also adds a lot of value in my mind. I mean, it's bracketed by DNR lands and BLM lands, and so it really does help block up a very large area, controller for wildlife purposes. The appraised value is fair based on all the criteria that we have to use to make sure when we spend taxpayer dollars, we're doing it properly, including federal dollars. We have a willing seller, which is key for us to move forward. We've briefed everybody. I do understand that the presence of the noxious weeds raises a lot of management concerns from a cost of what is operation and maintenance to deal with noxious weeds. And I think we're going to have that on a lot of our lands we're going to deal with it. I think that's a larger question about how do we actually find the resources to manage all of our lands properly. And I'd hate to get this acquisition sort of bogged down into that more broad discussion we need to have about noxious weed management, for example. So at least from where I sit, based on the conversations that have happened, the understanding we have and the willing seller present, I'm comfortable moving forward today. I'm also comfortable if, as a group, we want to do it on a conference call. But to me, I think we have enough to make a decision, and I'm certainly in favor of it.
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Can I respond a little bit? Thank you very much. On the issue of the noxious weeds, there's funding built into the grant that we believe will be adequate or excessive, in fact, in the amount of money necessary for initial weed control. We believe we can bring these under control, which the previous landowner financially was just not able to, simply because he was not producing that much revenue off the property and was operating on a very small margin, and that's part of the weed issue. But we have adequate funding within the grant funds. It won't even touch the department's account to address this. And we've also done some further analysis on what the weeds were in addition to the letter from the county. That was, and quite frankly, that letter from the county we do believe is a little high on the estimate, but we can address it. If that really was the real number, we have adequate funds in the grant to address that number. Furthermore, we have Discover Pass revenue that is coming in. Now, it's true that the Discover Pass has not, as written currently, generated as much revenue as we had expected, but it still is substantially more than we had been receiving even under the vehicle use permit. So we do believe we are on a road or a track to have a solid, adequate funding to operate these properties. And then further, speaking with our biologist in the area, it is an intent to continue operating the irrigated ground, the alfalfa ground. There's value in that for wildlife in that area. I know you can see from this picture that it's quite arid in that area, and when you do have some irrigated food base, there's value to wildlife in that. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Kamen?
Yes. Being from that county, I felt I should speak. If I had to say anything, that would be a good time. And I think you kind of can almost get mixed signals in the newspaper articles, and yet I've been able to sit in the audience at several of the meetings that Director Anderson and Mr. Brittell and Dennis Beach have had with the county, and those have been going on for a number of years. And what I get out of that is that the commissioners, on one hand, don't want to stand in the way of a private citizen and their willingness to sell a piece of property to a willing buyer. And yet, on the other hand, they're somewhat confused about, or not confused, but concerned about the overall effect of continual purchases in the county. And to that effect, I think they're working with the WDFW to do some economic analysis of that. So that's, I think, a major part of their concern. I think they also are very concerned, and again, I don't speak for the county commissioners or any of the elected officials, but in Okanagan County, the thought of losing water rights from irrigated land is really high on people's minds. You know, so if that becomes addressed, I think some of their concerns might be helped out. But having said that, on a separate issue, if this was to go to a vote today, I think I would recuse myself, even though I'm not personally or beneficially financially interested in this acquisition. Because of that work that the Okanagan County Commissioners are instigating to create an economic analysis of the overall effects of land purchases in Okanagan County, and in respect of those discussions, and because the organization I work for supports the right of landowners to sell their property or enter into easements with the intention of providing wildlife habitat, just to avoid any potential appearance of conflict of interest, I would recuse myself from a vote today at this time on this particular item.
Thank you. Nicely put. Okay, so that leaves five of us. And I wanted to ask our council, can we vote just by majority decision on this one, or do we need five affirmative votes in order to approve this transaction?
He's coming up to whisper.
Who's going to stand behind?
I just showed up to that.
Okay, so we can proceed. We do have a quorum.
Comment.
I need to understand if commissioners want more information. Does it make sense to defer this? Should we go ahead and act? Commissioner Duvia?
Thanks, Madam Chair. I have very mixed concerns here. One, it looks like a very valuable, compatible piece of property for us that would benefit WDFW, but I also have some concerns with, and you expressed that we have adequate funding for the weeds that they mentioned, and I also know the counties, we have been struggling to try to build a real relationship with Okanagan particularly. And I think we have reached out, and I know the concept of coordination of management and programs is key to the counties, and it appears that we are trying to work that way. I also would, I'm wondering what Commissioner Perry would say, if he would feel comfortable going forward with this. I would really like to know if the county commissioners are going to look positive on our decision or negative, I guess I'd say. We don't need to create more problems in Okanagan County. I'm not sure everything's been resolved satisfactorily. I don't really feel totally comfortable. And I don't know, maybe if we deferred it to our conference call, Commissioner Perry would be back, we would get maybe some kind of a feedback from the county commissioners that, fine, go ahead. And we could double check to make sure our O&M is funded adequately to take care of this, and we could find out whether or not that we can continue the revenue from the hay. This seems to be pretty critical to this too for going forward. So, just thinking out loud more than anything.
Commissioner Jennings.
Yeah.
you know, one thing that struck me was that you said a few years back when land was appraised, it was for $1.5 million. It's now down to $792 or whatever the number was. So, I mean, I don't think that the county commissioners are going to come out and say, we approve of the actions. I think, but what I've heard is that we've been letting them know what's going on. We've been transparent. There is a willing seller. They appreciate the fact that willing sellers like to be able to sell their property. I'm comfortable waiting for a conference call to make the call. I wouldn't want to drag it on much past then, since it is a willing seller situation, and I'm not sure how much more attention or time is actually going to provide information to us to make a different decision than we might otherwise.
Okay. Director Anderson?
I was just looking at the email that I got from Dave Bertel immediately coming out of the meeting with the county commissioners on Tuesday, when I asked him to report back to me, because I specifically asked him to address this with the county commissioners. And he indicates that, as I did, that this has been on our so-called active list for over a year, and that he estimated we've probably provided that update to the county commissioners on about 8 different occasions over the course of time since we've started talking with the landowner. He also indicated in his email that the commissioners were familiar with the Wilson family, and this farm has been in the Wilson family for a long, long time, and the parents are elderly. I don't know exactly the status of, but I know that there was a reference that the commissioners knew the family, understood that the family had first sought interest from within the family to keep it in the family, and there apparently there wasn't any interest in doing that, and so the family opted to liquidate the property. I'm trying to figure out what else I can do, to be honest, because I sat with Senator Morton yesterday with Commissioner Dietro on the phone to talk specifically about this, and I almost was thinking maybe this wasn't such a good idea, because if there was ever going to be maybe two individuals that would present something negative about the acquisition, that was probably it. At the conclusion of the conversation, though, while I can't give Commissioner Duvia the yes, they support it, because that's not the place they're going to be, but they said they wouldn't object. I believe Senator Morton's exact words, I won't stand in your way. I think Commissioner Jennings correctly points out that this is a private piece of land that an owner has elected to enter into a sales agreement with us, if approved. If we don't purchase it, obviously we don't know what might happen to that property and whether any future person might be better or less capable of dealing with the O&M issues or not. We don't know that, or whether the property would continue to stay as a contiguous piece of property. I'm not sure what else to do to help you in understanding where the county commissioners might be coming from on this. I'm not sure what else I would do.
Commissioner Mankin?
Well, I must say I'm torn on this issue. I have supported from the very beginning, while on the commission, land transactions that would give us better and more wildlife land. There's no question about that. I also understand that we have heard repeatedly from the Okanagan commissioners, and what we've heard from them, coming from them in general, has not been nice. They've been very unhappy about certain of our decisions. The thing that I think, and speaking again for Commissioner Perry, is how are we going to manage these lands? And my understanding is that initially there is funding in the grant to handle noxious weeds to begin with, but how do you then handle the noxious weeds after that? And you're saying, well, we have irrigated land and we may be able to sell the product off of that irrigated land on one hand. On the other hand, you're saying that that land is good for wildlife. My concern here is how long are we going to go before we draw the line on saying we're not going to take any more land until we can find a way to have solid ongoing support for the maintenance of that land in a proper way. And I understand, and my fellow commissioner here is waving his hand, he's probably going to want to say something about this as well. But this has gone on, in my estimation, way too long, and it's not our fault. It's a fault of the process and the way we get involved in these types of land transactions. So my concern really is how long are we going to go on with this without the proper support for this type of activity?
Commissioner Jennings.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I'm looking at not a whole lot of new land gets created, and maybe in Hawaii with the lava flows, but around here we're looking at a resources getting more scarce. We're at a low in the overall cost of property that we may not see for quite some time. I mean, I think now is the time when we look for opportunities to get land, because we probably can't afford the same level of land in 5 or 10 years. I mean, just look at this piece of property as an example. 5 years ago, it was twice the rated value it is now. So at one level, we're getting it at a bargain price. Yes, we're going to have ongoing operation and maintenance challenges, but I'd much rather be in this position of having a lot of land and figuring out how to operate and manage it properly than not having that land to work with at all. So I totally support and have been vocal in the past about ongoing operation and maintenance costs. The Discovery Pass is helping us do that. We're putting a big emphasis on it, but I don't really want to tie up future near-term land acquisitions based on the larger question of O&M for the agency as a whole. Trying to put it out there and saying I want to move forward, and I think this is a great piece of property.
Jennifer Kwan.
Madam Chair, commissioners, for the record, I'm Jennifer Kwan, Lands Division Manager. I just wanted to address some of the tough issues around land acquisition and some other things in the past few weeks that I've been reflecting on as I've been meeting with legislators who also have the same question, but legislators who also support acquisition as one of our many conservation tools. And I think we have to put that in perspective. We have a lot of conservation tools out there, and this is just one of them. It is a hard one. We do have a significant amount of investment, but I think we also have, at the end of the day, a very tangible return in light of our mission. I've looked at a couple of restoration projects that are going on the west side, and they're going on even on our own lands, and the costs associated with restoring habitat that was taken away and bringing back those species are extremely high right now. So in the long term, that's one of the trade-offs I think we need to keep in mind when we're thinking about we've got limited resources for managing it. In this particular piece, I think we've got a good opportunity here. We did contact the Weed Board in relation to this letter. We have weed management plans associated with each of our wildlife area management plans. And this is actually a good timing for this piece to come in because we're doing an update on our plans right now. In talking with the Weed Board, current owner was about 3 years ago able to put around $3,500 towards weed management. And this is a good opportunity for us, I think, to come in and show where we are good stewards of the land. We are bringing resources to the land. The opportunity for sharecropping and continuing some working landscapes as well as providing habitat is also here. It is a tough county, I agree, to be doing this in, but it's also a lot of opportunity, so I ask you to consider cost of restoring this habitat in the long run. We are working hard on the operating side, and I think that the Discover Pass has been a really good step forward, and we've got more ideas, and we'll keep working those. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we have belabored this one beyond most. These are usually more quickly disposed of. We're eating into our lunch. This is critical for our health and sustainability as individuals, so we need to decide what we're doing here. Do we want to defer? If we want to defer for a couple weeks, the next conference call is February 17th. That's an option, it sounds like. We would want to ask for additional information potentially, or just be assured that our other fellow commissioners who are not here would have an opportunity to review this one, or do we want to go forward with a motion to approve?
Well, I'm certainly willing to make a motion, and I guess part of it is will anybody second it? So.
Yes, and I want to be courteous to those commissioners that feel the need for more information. So, Commissioner Schmitten?
Chair, just so we know what that information might be before we vote, what precisely do we want that we don't have?
Yeah, that's a good question. Anyone have any thoughts of what we're missing here, if anything?
You know, my big concern had been that additional money identified for weed control right off the bat. And the fact that that's going to be available in the existing grant that's helping us purchase it solved a lot of money.
Just once.
Once for the next year or two to get the major infestation dealt with.
But you know darn well that invasive species and noxious weeds.
Can you speak into the mic, Commissioner Mankin? I'm hearing you.
Yeah, that's one of my concerns, is that you know that when you have invasive species and noxious weeds, it takes more than 1 or 2 years to eliminate them or to really control them, usually. And you look at the list of noxious weeds that they have, these are some pretty bad ones.
And I'm just saying, you make a lot of progress if you are able to hit it very hard and then do the mop-up afterwards, as opposed to letting it build and build and build. No argument that noxious weeds are not easy to get rid of.
Okay, someone make a motion. That's an order. Commissioner Jennings is the one with his hand up.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move to approve the, I'd like to make a motion to approve the proposed land transaction as presented.
Do I hear a second?
Chair.
Motion, Commissioner Schmitten?
Even though I'm prepared to extend it, I will second it because I'm not sure what we get from the extension. If I knew that there was some valuable information that would help us in the decision, there's $2,650 annually every year that will go to address weed issues and litter issues. So there is continuance. Apparently, and I didn't know this, and this is why I wanted an extension initially, but there is some upfront additional dollars to initiate the process. I guess the only other thing is I value his judgment a lot, and that's Commissioner Perry's view. But I have seconded it, so further discussion or go to the vote?
Okay. Further discussion? Commissioner Mankin?
Can we request from the Okanagan commissioners a statement in writing that they will support this transaction?
That is going to happen.
I think that's kind of a difficult precedent to set, too. You know, we do want to acknowledge and respect local views, but we can't give county commissioners an explicit veto. It's with all the respect due to them, that's not their decision. So we do want to value their views, no doubt about it, but I think setting that precedent would be problematic. Commissioner Duvio?
Yeah, I agree with you, Madam Chair, that that's probably not going to happen or difficult to obtain, but we've discussed this once before, and I think it's often available to get us a indication and something from the counties that we buy property in that they are neutral, happy, unhappy, but it would be nice to have that as part of our packet, that they will give us something whenever possible. It's not necessary every time, but I think it's probably more likely we could get something in the majority of cases to give us an indication that we are not only looking at their opinion, but it ensures that we are doing the cooperation, coordination part of what we're supposed to be doing with local governments.
Madam Chair.
Dan?
Just a comment. I appreciate that, Commissioner, that statement. One thing that's required with RCO, the Recreation and Conservation Office, as we apply for funding, is that we review our projects with the county commissioners. And at that point in time, the county commissioners have an opportunity to object to the Recreation and Conservation Office about the projects. Okanagan County has not filed a formal objection against this project in our grant application process. I do, though, agree with the idea that it's probably unlikely that we would get a letter of support, but their acquiescence to the transaction I see is probably the best we would be.
If you, I think in our information for this transaction, if we had we introduced this purchase to the counties on November 19th, 45, and we've been doing it for 50 years, and we're finally here that a purchase may have some kind of a chronological history of our contact and involvement of the counties, and then if they have an opinion, they include that letter or something so that we could alleviate a lot of this time and effort to talk about it.
I'll do that in the future. Thank you.
Director Anderson, do you want to add some? No?
Sure.
Okay. Commissioner Schmitten first.
Chair, I seconded this motion, and as I look around, given the few number of commissioners we have one that's unable to vote. I don't want to risk the possibility of not a fair opportunity for this to go up or down. With the permission of the maker of the motion, I'd like to withdraw my second and defer to the phone conference call.
Okay. So Commissioner Schmitten has withdrawn his second. Do I hear a second for the... So the motion fails for second.
It's... Yeah, it's just, it's withdrawn.
It's withdrawn, so...
It doesn't...
And no one's stepping in to second it, so...
You don't have a motion on the floor, so...
Commissioner Jennings?
I'm happy to have the vote at the conference call, but, you know, the comments I'm hearing from the other commissioners about the Okanagan County commissioners, to me, it doesn't seem like you guys, from what I hear, have heard what the staff and the director have said, which is there have been a lot of communications with them that they've given about as positive an affirmation as they feel politically appropriate to do based on where they're based and who their constituents are. And I'm not expecting to get a whole lot more than what we've already received. And to me, what we've received is a fairly positive affirmation that while there's philosophical differences about land acquisition by government at all, this one is not opposed in any specific manner other than in a more generic way. So, again, I'm happy to postpone for 2 weeks, but...
Okay, we need a motion to defer then. Would someone please make a motion to defer to the conference call February 17th? Commissioner Schmitten?
Madam Chair, I would move then to defer the proposed land transaction that we have before us for lands in Okanagan County until our phone conference call on February 17th.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer this, the decision on this proposed land transaction until our conference call on February 17th. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those say no, motion carries. And I wanted to make the statement, too, that, that we have no reason to distrust what we've been told about the conversations that have gone on between staff and the county commissioners. I don't think that that's what's being signaled here. I think what we're seeing is a degree of discomfort on the commission for proposals that cause more heartburn and anguish in a county that we know has heightened sensitivities right now in regards to our wolf recovery plan, in regards to a number of issues. We, I think, as a commission, want to be responsive to the signals we're getting. We don't distrust or mistrust staff. We know that you are going to great lengths to work with the Okanagan County Commissioners, the weed board, no doubt, and we applaud those efforts. But I think what you're seeing is the commission also, as a body, trying to be responsive and sensitive. And we're shorthanded right now. I think we'd like all members with us when we consider this. The implications are big, and we've never figured out how to deal with the overall M&O problem. We know you've been working on that, and we continue to applaud those efforts. So we just need a little bit more time to mull this over and hope that that is not going to impact the viability of this transaction. Two more weeks, and we'll take it up again. So thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now we've reached lunch, half an hour late. We're going to need more than a half an hour for lunch. Can we take an hour for lunch? Is that all right with everyone? Start a half an hour late?
We can add to the agenda this evening.
Is that all right? No problem? Okay, let's come back at 1:30, start off a little late. And we're going to have an enforcement committee meeting. Chief, in your office or? Okay, so that's going to involve Commissioner Mencken, myself, Commissioner Caney, and we're going to need Raleigh. Commissioner Schmidt for that one. Okay.